The news of the Pope's death hit especially hard in Poland, where thousands of the faithful had been praying for his recovery, even in the face of his sharply declining health. NPR's Emily Harris reports from southern Poland on how John Paul's personal history has become woven into the landscape there.
A Soviet-style suburb of severe apartment blocks and aging factories may not be the first image many people around the world associate with Pope John Paul II. But in the town of Nowohuta today, worshippers gathered in a round concrete church with few windows and prayed for him. This church is a symbol of the political leadership of Karol Wojtyła, the man who became Pope John Paul II. He studied and served as a priest in nearby charming Krakow, but he came to Nowohuta to fight for this church against powerful communist officials who wanted no house of worship in the new suburb. Maria Nadikor remembers the fight, and she remembers when then Cardinal Wojtyła came to consecrate the church in 1979.
He was brave. He was always brave and always standing against the government. That was in his blood. This braveness is in his blood.
But she also remembers the Pope's humorous side. He administered her confirmation examination, and she says when students didn't know the right answers, he'd laugh, tug their ears, and whisper hints. As Pope, John Paul II was very popular with young Catholics. Tonight, in a monastery near the Pope's hometown of Wadowice, young Poles are reenacting the crucifixion of Christ in the Pope's honor. This is the monastery where a young Karol Wojtyła came with his father after his mother's death. His father, the story goes, brought him to the hilltop sanctuary, pointed to an image of Mary, and told his son, "This is your mother now." Today, Jan Kania drove across the country to bring his 21-year-old daughter Jenna here. She has known no other pope. Even when this pope is gone, he said, the world won't change. This great man taught us many lessons. People in the Pope's hometown of Wadowice feel they live in the most important papal site in Poland. A pamphlet guide highlights his childhood apartment, now a museum, and two churches. One is the Basilica of St. Mary, relatively small, rich with statues and paintings trimmed in gold. It's where the Pope was baptized. The other church is the huge modern Church of St. Peter, built 15 years ago in part as thanks that the Pope survived a 1981 assassination attempt. In warm sunshine this afternoon, a girls' choir sang outside the basilica.
Otwórzcie drzwi Chrystusowi. Nie lękajcie się.
Tonight, the prayers turned from hope to sorrow. The bells of the basilica rang out across town minutes after the Pope's death was announced. Genefeva Woźniczka was among the crowd of worshippers packing the church and the town square. She said she had hoped until the end that the Pope would live even a little bit longer. We all believe in miracles, she said. There will be a new Pope, and let's hope he'll be as good as this one was. We feel very sorry because he was Polish, and this was very important to us. But what can we do? She said the Pope's lessons would now become his legacy, and looked around at the many young people also in the square. She said they are Poland's hope now. Emily Harris, NPR News, Wadowice.